Sydney Surf Report.
Are you Don Norris?
Oh, look, you know, I'm cheerful by nature, Simon.
I know, but you get even more cheerful when the surf looks good, and it sounded optimistic from your carrier pigeon this morning.
Oh, well, yes, I was optimistic. I'm still optimistic in a general sort of way, but when it comes to the waves today, they have it fade a little bit more during the dark hours than I thought, than I'd expected to see this morning, which isn't to say that it's flat. It's not. It's probably, depending on the beach you're at, it'll be anywhere from nearly flat at beaches not exposed to the southeast to around the waist-high mark with the occasional chest-high set. So that means that those southeast-facing beaches will still have the odd wave. They just won't be real big, but they'll certainly be big enough to surf.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think that the bigger problem, quote, will be the condition of the banks in a lot of our beaches now. After a few weeks of that we've gone through, you know, it's been so small, what's happened is the banks have flattened out quite a bit. They've all been smoothed off because there's been nothing cut them up. And what that then means is the waves come in and just thump over in great long lines. I'm even the non-surfers will have noticed this. So many of our beaches in Sydney currently have pretty ordinary sort of banks. So what you find is that it's very tide dependent. You'll find that some places will just come together and have a nice little peak for an hour or two at a particular point in the tidal cycle. So go observe and check out lots of spots in Sydney. All your favorites should have a little something. I don't think there'll be any place absolutely flat. Not big, but a great day to get out there. You want to get out there in the morning? Because as usual, get the sea breeze in the afternoon, and it'll mess it up a bit.
What about through the week?
Well, looking ahead, tomorrow, Sunday looks like being similar to today, maybe a touch smaller. Now, we're going to get a change through on Sunday evening. Monday then looks probably the most so-so day of the week. It'll be a despots only, I think, on Monday. But then come Tuesday, if the models are to be believed, and I believe them, the swell will, yes, you have to believe, Simon.
Believe.
You must believe the models. The swell should perk a little bit starting on Tuesday into Wednesday and Thursday. Right now, if I had to pick one day out of the week that I was going to dodge, maybe take a rostered day off on, I would probably go for Thursday, but Wednesday could equally be the goods. So it doesn't look too bad. That Wednesday-Thursday period, I'm thinking we might get stuff into the head-high range.
Hey.
So all in all, not bad, Simon. Really not bad for spring.
Well, look, and particularly in your neck of the woods, I hope you're heading off to the first Forestville Scout Fete today, which is on at the Scout Hall behind the Forestville RSL off Melwood Avenue. That's from 8 till 2. And then tomorrow, of course, the mighty Royal Avalon Show.
Have done the Avalon Show. We'll go again if I possibly can tomorrow. First day of kid cricket season. Hold this morning, so I'm off to score. Yikes.
And in the nicest possible way, Don Norris, have a great weekend.
You too, Mr. Simon Marnie.
It's a 7:02 ABC Sydney weekend. It's Simon Marnie.
And with the latest in the news headlines, it's time to say very good morning to Mr. John Hall.